You are listening to BensTorah.com.
Parshas Noach, Tavshin Ayin Vav. We know that in this week's parsha, we have the discussion and the story of the two doiris, the two generations of evil in the Torah that come before Avraham Avinu. One is Dor HaMabul, obviously what most of the parsha deals with, the generation of the Mabul. And the second one is Dor HaPalaga. By the way, and the secretary in the office actually has sent to me when I gave the title of the shiur, that the generation is called Dor HaPalaga, not Dor HaHaflaga. Some people say Dor HaFlaga. First of all, if it would be HaFlaga, we're missing a hey. Should be two hays. Dor HaHaflaga, right? Hey idea, like Dor HaMabul should be Dor HaHaflaga. So you're missing a hey. And second, HaFlaga has no meaning. HaFlaga means to sail. Maflig Bayam. Dor HaFlaga, they didn't sail on the sea. The opposite, that was Dor HaMabul. They maybe Noach was on the boat. But Dor HaPalaga means Loshon Pilug. They went in and did a machlekes. And that's Dor HaPalaga and Dor HaMabul, the two doiris. We first of all have to understand what is the, you know, it's Parshas Noach. Just before we had Parshas Bereishis discussing all the Bereishin. Next week is Parshas Lech Lecha, starting Avraham Avinu, starting Am Yisrael. And in between you have these two doiris. Dor HaMabul, Dor HaPalaga. Is it a coincidence that they come right there in between Adam HaRishon, the one who's supposed to be the perfect man, and Avraham Avinu, who turned to be a Adam HaShalem, these two generations? What are these two generations doing over here in this parasha? Some another interesting here, I don't know if we have time to get to, the Dor HaPalaga, the story of Dor HaPalaga is very short. It actually starts in Shvi in the parasha, almost towards the end of the parasha. While the story of Dor HaMabul takes most of the parasha. Another interesting note to point out that High Palaga, the second generation, takes so little space in the Torah, while Dor HaMabul is spoken much more. In the end of the Mabul, Kishbul comes to Noach and tells him, "Et kashti nesati ba'anon, here is the rainbow, a covenant, a bris, that I'll never bring a Mabul again." Okay? What does it mean? What does it sounds to be? That even though people will deserve to get a Mabul, Kishbul is giving a promise there'll be no Mabul. Right? And the Gemara tells us in a few places that there was, by Tzadikim, in the Dor HaRishon by Yochai, there wasn't a keshes. You didn't see, learn nearest a keshes, you didn't see a rainbow. Why? Seemingly because in Dor HaRishon by Yochai, there was no requirement for a rainbow, because the Kishbul was not intending to go ahead and bring a Mabul. Mabul, sometimes when the generation deserves to get a Mabul, Kishbul goes in and says, shows the keshes to stop Kivyochol, so to speak, himself, from bringing the Mabul, for going ahead and destroying the world. And the obvious question is me Kora Maikasover? Well, the Vosa Maikasover. I mean, what changed over here? Comes out to be that there is a contradiction. Kishbul, it seems, you know, Chas Hashon to say, it seems like Kishbul went ahead. People, the Bnei Adam, people went and did a chait. Kishbul went and gave him Mabul. Then he said, you know what? Maybe it was a little too harsh. I'll give you a promise. It'll never happen again. Obviously, Kishbul doesn't act that way. And if Kishbul gave him Mabul, that means the world deserved to receive a Mabul. Now, you go ahead, and if the world deserves to get a Mabul again, so then there should be a Mabul. And if the world does not deserve to have a Mabul, there should not be a Mabul. What is this new covenant, this new bris? Because Kishbul says there will not be a Mabul again. If the world deserves it, if Kishbul will give a Mabul in the first place, that means the world deserved it. Kishbul took into Cheshbon that all the reasons not to give a Mabul and decided that still the world should receive a Mabul. So if it happens again, it should be a Mabul again. What is this covenant, this bris, that there will be no Mabul anymore? And finally, last question, before we get into the Indian, is that what Rashi says, when we speak about Dor HaPalaga, Rashi brings, V'chei Zakasha. What was more difficult? Shel Dor HaMabul, Shel Dor HaPalaga? What was a more severe sin? Was Dor HaMabul, Dor HaPalaga? They're a mabul. They're not trying to fight with the Kodesh Baruch Hu. What happened to Apologa? They went and built this huge tower to fight with Hashem. You see, their Amabel were destroyed, and their Apologa didn't. So his answer is Rashi, they're fighting. That's why they were destroyed. They had Achtas, they had Shalom. Look how beautiful is peace. Dura Apalago, they had unity. They had Sholem. So the HaKadosh Baruch Hu did not destroy them. Dura Mabel, they were fighting, so HaKadosh Baruch Hu didn't destroy them. That's what the Rashi says. And this is really a question that my kid asked me last year. He says, one second, after the Mabel, HaKadosh Baruch Hu promised there will be no more Babel. We just learned the Kishas. So we'll give a bris, that there will be no more Mabel in the world. He will not destroy the world. So if so, what is the big chiddush of Apalag, HaKadosh Baruch Hu did not destroy the world? Who said it was because Shalom? Maybe it was because HaKadosh Baruch Hu promised he's not going to destroy the world? Simple question. So last year I spoke to somebody, he said maybe you can answer, HaKadosh Baruch Hu will not destroy the world with water, but he'll destroy the world with something else, as the Gemara in Saita, the Mashmoz Gemara in Saita, speaks about Moshe Rabbeinu. That's how the Gemara says. But I found that really that's a fairish Gemara, not like that. The Gemara in Zvachit of Kuftet Zayin says, when HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave the Torah to the world, the famous Gemara, all the Umos Tehillim came to Bilam and said, what is this noise? And they said, Shema Mabul Baloilam? Maybe there's a Mabul? She says, Hashem La Mabul Yashav. Says the Gemara, Amuloy Mabul Shemaim Enoi Maivi, Ava Mabul Shalesh Maivi, maybe not water, but he brings fire. Says, Amalan Kvar Nijba She'einer Mashkes Kol Basar. Says, no, there was a Shua, it's the same Shua, that there will be no Hashkos, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is not going to destroy the world. Now with water, and now with fire. That's what Bilam went ahead and told the Umos Olam. And if so, what the Gemara is teaching us is like, what we promised there'll be no Mabul. No type of Mabul. Not a Mabul of water, not a Mabul of Ish. So if so, what is the Dura Palag when I destroyed? How does Rashi know it's because of Shalom? Maybe the reason they weren't destroyed is because there was a promise that Kishbuch will not destroy the world again. So to understand all that, let's dwell into the idea of what is Dura Mabul and what is Dura Palag. And we'll start. Moshe Shapiro, my Rebbe, mentioned that a few times. You should have a Refuah Shleimah. And the idea is the following. We find that in Emuna, in the belief in Yiddishkeit, the basics of Yiddishkeit, we have a fundamental contradiction. We have a stira. The Rama Rebbe in Hilchos Tshuva Perakei asked the question of Yediyah and Bechira, meaning, and one hand, we believe that Kodesh Baruch Hu, and we'll take it more one step ahead of what the Rambam says, Kodesh Baruch Hu not only calls the Yediyah and knows what's happening in the world, but he also controls everything that happens in the world. And Kodesh Baruch Hu has the full capacity. He's running the world. He's demanding of the Bria. That's the one hand. And the other hand, we know that Adam has a free will to do whatever he wants. So, seemingly, the Adam is in control of the Bria. So, how do you put these two things together? Is right now Kodesh Baruch Hu controlling what's happening in the world? Or it really depends on human beings? This seems to be a contradiction. That's what the Rambam focuses on. And the Rambam answers that we believe that Kodesh Baruch Hu is in control of the Bria, knows whatever is happening in the Bria, plans what is happening in the Bria, but still Adam has a free will to do whatever he wants. Even, and this is something that a human being cannot comprehend. That's really what the Rambam says. And the Rebbe attacks the Rambam and says, why did you bring the question? You can't give an answer. We'll leave that aside. This contradiction brought about two schools of thought, two opposite schools of thought. One school of thought says, listen, Kodesh Baruch Hu is in control of the world. He runs everything. He planned everything. He's demanding and he's a shoylet that he's doing everything. And human beings are nothing. They're just pawns in the game. They're just like any other animal. There's animals in the Bria. They don't have free will to do whatever they want. They're just doing whatever they're destined to do. Human beings also do whatever they're destined to do. There's no free will. Everything is predetermined. That is one type of fear. Many philosophers believe that. That really a person has free will is very limited. It doesn't really have free will. That is one school of thought. The other school of thought says the opposite. No, human being is in control of the Bria. Not only is he in control of the Bria, not only is he in control of the world, he has full autonomy to do whatever he wants, and there's no limits. Meaning, nobody could stop an Adam to do anything that he wishes to do. Right? And that's the basic understanding of the world. The fear that some guy will have some weapon that can destroy the world really means that nobody could stop him. He has no limit. So these are two schools of thought, two types of kfir. The Ramban refers to them in Pasha's Boy as well. One is, there's no significance to a human being. He doesn't have free will. He's only a pawn in this world. And the one is the opposite, that Adam is so powerful, he could do whatever he wants. When I say, there's a goyin, they say in the name of the goyin, that's the pshat in the pasuk. Eile barechev ve'eile basusim. And the goyim divide into Eile and Eile. Two groups. Eile barechev. Some believe that they are the rechev. What's the rechev? Rechev means Lashon Roichev. They are the ones that are riding the world. They are the roichevim. They are in control. The others say, Eile, the other group says, Basusin, we're only a horse. We're not doing anything. Someone is riding on us and is doing he's in control, and we don't have any free will. V'anachnu, what we believe, is B'Shem Hashem Elokeinu Naskeh. And the most simplest way to understand, we daven to Hashem. We believe HaKadosh Baruch Hu is Kol Yochol, but you need a human being to daven for it. A combination of the power of Adam and that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is really in control of everything. That is the belief of Am Yisrael. But in the world, these two things are Eile Barechev, Eile Basusim. Because Baruch is in complete control, and Adam has no free will, or the other Kfira, both obviously are Chas HaShalom to believe in, that really an Adam has full control. So, explains Rav Moshe, based on what's brought down in Sfarim, that the two, just one, before we get to that, just to add one more idea about these two things, is what's brought down in Sefer Yetzirah. The Sefer Yetzirah, Amiyuchas L'Avram Avinu, it's said that Avram Avinu wrote it, has a sentence. It says that the world is Esther, there's 10 spheres, which are 10 revelations of Hashem. Esther v'lo echadisra, Esther v'lo teisha, Esther v'lo echadisra. 10 and not 9, 10 and not 11. What does that mean? So obviously this is Kabbalistic terms, but the simple understanding, which the Rishayim already explained, is the 10th midah of HaKadosh Baruch Hu is what's called Lecha Hashem Hamamlocha. Malchus. What is Malchus? Kingdom. As the Gaon says, the Melech is Beratzen. The only way to appoint a king, a real king, is someone who is appointed willingly by the nation. Right? Some type of democracy, at least in the beginning. That's Malchusoi Berotzer. Melech is Berotzer. HaKadosh Baruch Hu created the world. One of the ways HaKadosh Baruch Hu reveals himself is through Malchus. Meaning through what? Through the fact that human beings will willingly choose him to be a king. That's the Malchus of Hashem. That's what we do in Rosh Hashanah that we just had exactly a month ago. That we go ahead and we are Mamlech Hashem. We appoint HaKadosh Baruch Hu as a king. That's the 10th meter. The 10th is that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is a king through human beings, a combination of both. Esser v'lo teisha. You have to be careful to believe that there's a 10th midah of the Malchus, which is the free will of Adam. And don't say there's no free will. It's only 9, only the first 9 revelations of Hashem in the world without the Malchus, without the kingdom of Hashem. Esser v'lo echadse. Don't say there's an additional step where a human being becomes so powerful. He has no HaKadosh Baruch Hu involved at all. He's the only one in control. These are the two schools of thoughts. The Teisha, saying El Basusi, we're only horses, we're not doing anything, there's no free will. And we have the other school of thought saying El Barechev, we're in control, that's 11. We're not appointing the Kishmoch as a king. You have to focus on the combination of both.
You are listening to BensTorah.com.
Dora Mabul and Dora Pelago are the exact two opposites, these two schools of thought. Dora Mabul, if you go through what Chazal tell us, Dora Mabul seems to have many sins that do not add up together. That sins of Gilui Arayos, of Shmir Sabris that they didn't keep. And as the Gemara tells us, Chomos, they're stealing from each other. And Loi Nigzar Dinam Ela L'Chomos, the worst thing they had was the fact that they were stealing. What is all this? How do you put Arayos together with Chomos? What's the combination? What is the one theme of the Dora Mabul? But according to this, the Pshat idea is, Dora Mabul said, Adam has no free will, he has no significance. He has no importance. He doesn't create anything in the world. All he does, he's like an animal. He's just like, he's predetermined to everything he's going to do. So therefore, if there's no chashivus to Adam, there's no importance, so in Mela, there's no significance of Arayas. Arayas means there's some kind of a boundaries. This is mutter, this is usur, this is respectful, this is the right way to do things, it's not the right way. But if Adam is no importance, these gedarim fall apart. Chomos is the same idea. Chomos is, if a person is not important, he has no ownership. Say when an animal doesn't have ownership, another one doesn't have an ownership. So there's the all the mechitzas, all the boundaries, all the things that surround an other and make him who he is, or fall apart. If you hold like the school of thought of Dora Mabul, there's no chashivus l'adam. And that is the sin of Dora Mabul. That's the ultimate kfira that Dora Mabul had. On the other hand is Dora Pelago. What did Dora Pelago do? Well, Dora Pelago is very clear. They went ahead and they built a migdal. They built a tower for Reishim HaShemayim. What they wanted to do, so Rashi says, they wanted to go up to the Rekia, they wanted to go up to Shemayim and to fight with the HaKadosh Baruch Hu. What are you talking about? Sounds like if you believe in HaKadosh Baruch Hu, how can you fight with him? But the answer is they believe, their biggest belief was in the Bechira of Adam, in free will. And they said, obviously HaKadosh Baruch Hu is stronger than us. But if we have free will, our will is so strong that if we want to, we will get together and we will be able to fight. And in essence, they were correct. There is such an element that a person can bring himself down to. That's the second fear. That's what Dora Pelago did. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu had to stop them from doing it. These are the two dairies. There are a Mabul that says an Adam has no chashivas, an Adam has no power at all, he has no free will, and they're pulling the exact opposite. That they're saying Adam is so powerful he can fight a Kodesh Baruch Hu. It doesn't make it, right? It seems that it doesn't make any sense. These are the two durs that we have over here. And now, that we understand this is what we're dealing with over here, you can see, there are a Mabul went ahead and did brought themselves to such a low place where they said, an Adam has no chashivas. There's no free will. That's what they brought themselves down to. They took away arayas, they took away chomas, they took away any chashivas. That's what Dora Mabul all about. And therefore, mida keneged mida, what do they get? Mabul. What's a Mabul? Mabul is bringing the world to fill up with water. What does that bring us back to? To the beginning of the Bria. The Bria was Ruach Elokim Rechefes al Pnei Hamayim. Whatever that means, is a concept of the world is water. There's no tsura. There's no aspect over here. There's no human beings. There's no place over here to live. Kivyal Shmuel says, if you feel an Adam has no chashivas, if Adam has no importance, so then this world has no meaning. This world is created to be a yabasha, a makom, a place for Adam to worship. And if you have no free will and you can't do anything, there's no place for you in this world. There's no place for the world at all. This world where Adam needs to live. That's the Mabul, the water that goes and covers everything. Now that we understand that this is the problem to our Mabul. Dora Mabul went ahead and took away the whole chashivas of Adam. They took away the importance. They said that Adam loses any tzelem, any chashivas, any importance. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu goes out after the Mabul and gives a promise and says, there will be no more Mabul in the world. there will be a keshes. I'm giving you the rainbow to symbolize to, as this is the covenant, this is the bris, that we're not going to have any more mabul. If you think about it now, what do you mean there'll be no mabul? But if Adam goes ahead and lowers himself, if the bria of the world will lower itself to such a low place, that they will go ahead and lose the chashivas of Adam's. What's the significance of a world without with Adam doesn't realize what he needs to do? The same claim, the same tie now that was against Dura Mabel. What's the answer to that? So how? Because Moses said, I'm giving you a keshes. I'm not going to make a Mabel. Why not? I mean, if Adam loses that, how do you solve the problem? So Baal Korchach, and that's what Reb Tzadik says in Kaimitz HaMincha. It says, well, Kishbohu promised you something else. He didn't promise there will be no mabul, even though the world will deserve a mabul. Kishbohu promised that there will be no need for a mabul. The world will never deteriorate to such a low place where people will lose any chashivis of Adam, will lose the whole belief in free will. They will never go down so low. The world as a whole will never be in such a low place. So there will never be a need for a mabul. Not that there will be a need for a mabul, because Bo will stop himself from giving a mabul to the world. Because then, obviously, why? What's what happened before the mabul? We have to have the one. The question we asked them again this year. The answer is no. There will be. If there will be a need for a mabul, there will come a mabul. Because Bo will promise as if kivyochol to go ahead and limit the free will of Adam. Adam will never choose not to have a choice. In a sense, the Dura Mabul brought on themselves what. You know, they said, oh, there has no free will. So Kishbohu said, your free will will be limited. You cannot go ahead and choose to lose that free will. There's a limit to your free will as well. It will never go down so low. That's the promise of Dura Mabul. Gevaldik, a thing. And if that's correct, if that's the promise of Dura Mabul, this, if you think about it, that's exactly what happened to Dura Paloga too. What happened to Dura Paloga? Kishbohu went and did what? He took away their ability to unite, to have one front of human beings, or powerful human beings that stand together, Father Kishbohu. He didn't go ahead and say, okay, I'm not, you know, you make a migdol, I'm going to break your migdol. You build a beautiful tower, let's take it away. He took away the ability to go ahead and build it and get to that stage where people reunite together against the Kishbohu. Also, the Ramah, he took away that ability to choose to lose any free choice, any chashiva suvadam. That's what he did. That's what corrects the problem. And if that's the pshat, so now you can go ahead and understand the Rashi that we mentioned. Says Rashi. Rashi says, Dura Palago, they should be destroyed. So he asks, 1 second, why should they be destroyed? Because Bohu promised he's not going to be mabul to the world. But according to this understanding, wasn't a promise there will be no mabul in the world, even though mabul deserves to have a mabul. So a promise that there will be no need for a mabul. Says Rashi, L'chora Dura Palago, is there going to need for a mabul? There's a united front against the Kodesh Baruch Hu. It's another kfira. The whole world is in a very bad place. So it says Rashi something, maybe in the Lashon and language of Rashi, it's a little hard to put it in the Amesh, but it seems that that's what Rashi is referring to. It says Rashi, you know what this teaches you? Godol HaSholem. They didn't go ahead and deteriorate Surah Sodom and say that Adam has no significance, no chashivas, no nothing. He has no free will. It was the opposite. They went ahead and they empowered the Adam. They said, look how strong we can be. We unite together. We can fight against HaKadosh Baruch Hu. We're so powerful. We have such an ability to be so strong. If you have that strength, that's not what a mabul takes care of. And if you realize that when the Gemara speaks of a mabul, where does mabul have to come to the world? Well, every time the Gemara speaks of a mabul is referring to when a tzura of Adam was lowered or deteriorated. One was when Moshe Rabbeinu, they wanted to throw the Kol HaBnei Eloi DeYoriya Teshlichu, when the Mitzvah wanted to throw, they said, don't throw, if you're going to throw them in the water, you're going to throw, if you're going to kill all Am Yisrael, Kishmoku will fight you back. They said, put them in the water, Kishmoku promised there will be no Mabul in the world. That's what the Gemara says in Saito. Mabul? Yeah. Here you deserve a Mabul. You're destroying an Adam. You're killing all the male babies of Am Yisrael. That means you're taking away Tzuras Odom from the world, especially trying to stop Moshe Rabbeinu from coming. That's where Mabul belongs. Another place the Bible is mentioned is what we just mentioned before, by Maamar Har Sinai, that Ummah Soilim felt something's coming to the world. The Maharal explains, Har Sinai is called Har Choyrev. Why is it called Har Choyrev? Shemisham Erda Churban Ummah Soilim. They were destroyed. Well, where were the Ummah Soilim destroyed? They stayed alive. They stayed continuing living their life. There was a new dimension, says the Maharal, of Adam that came to the world. Yisrael. When you have a new dimension, a new higher level of Adam, automatically all the other Tzuras Adam deteriorates, has no value anymore. It's, my father always says, always an example as a new technology that comes. You have a new phone, the old phones lose all value. Right? It's obsolete. So if you have the Adam Yisrael in the world, Ummah Yisrael lost their value. That's what it's called. That's what the Ummah Yisrael was so scared. They said, something's going on over here. We're losing all tzura over here. We're losing our cheshivas. Shema mablu ba'lo ayilam. They told Bilam. Said, no, Shmuel probably no mablu. It's not a mablu. Something else is happening. A mablu is when a tzuras Adam is being destroyed. That's where a mablu belongs. It says, Rashi, Dora Polo, don't get a mablu. They need to be destroyed. They need to be stopped. They're kfira. But that's the other side of the kfira. It's not the one who deteriorates Tzuras Adam. It's the one who goes in and out the rabbi. It elevates the Tzuras Adam. Makes the Adam maybe even too elevated, too empowered. Godel HaShalom, says Rashi. Meaning when you make Adam more chasha, more important, some days you're doing it the wrong way, too much. It's still not the same level of Mabu. Mabu is when you deteriorate, that's where Mabu belongs. Here, when you get to the Torah Palago, they were able to reach that level that they need intervention, even though HaKadosh Baruch Hu promised there'll be no more Mabul. That was the other direction, said Rashi. Not good Lashon, now we have a Tzuras Adam. Therefore, they need to have another intervention. And that intervention was that HaKadosh Baruch Hu went in and made sure they were not going to be able to have that Achdus, that unity of the world. HaKadosh Baruch Hu made sure that we see 70 Umas, they're separated, the world is a separated place, there's a Machlek, there's no way for Adam to become so strong to have that unity of free will to go and create a Dura Palago again in the world. But it's a different type, says Rashi. Here, the Mabul could have come, because it's a different type of kfir, it's a kfir to the other direction. Lamanu, we learned over here. After Adam Rishon came, and he had the ability to go ahead and be the Adam HaShalom if you do the right thing. We spoke about it in Shal Shuddis, this last pastor Shal Shuddis over here in Shul. That's what the Adam HaRishon had, that ability to go ahead and be the, you know, going to Gan Eden, but he lost it. Now the world is going 20 generations until it's getting to the right place. And to get to the right place, to get to Avraham Avinu, to get to Am Yisrael, we're going through the two opposite kfira, school of thoughts, that are against the whole idea of a Kadosh Baruch Hu and Gilui Kadosh Baruch Hu in the world. One is Dura Mabul that goes out and says that Adam has no chashivas. And then comes the opposite, Dura Palaga, that says Adam is too strong. And the Kadosh Baruch Hu goes out and limits Adam not to go too low, like the Dura Mabul, not to go too high, Dura Palaga. And after the world is, into, so to speak, a little bit fixed, it's corrected, being intervened from above, not to be too much to any direction, here comes now Avraham Avinu, and you have the ability to create the Tzuras Adam HaShleimo, which is Am Yisrael, and that's the weeks to come, the next weeks of Parshias, of how Am Yisrael is created after the world is ready. And the two other kfiras, the two extreme kfiras, are being limited. You have more comfort for the Tzuras Adam HaShleimo for Am Yisrael.
You have been listening to a presentation of BensTorah.com.